Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Episode 4. From the vault. I don't know what that's supposed to be.
We should do like a opening of a vault, like metal.
I don't think either of us are gifted enough to do that. So
I would say I'd go find a sound and then go back and put it in, but I'm not.
Yeah, this is Reality Gaze from the vault. This is season one of Love is Blind, the unique, the original, the one that started it all. The one that made everyone hate Jessica until after the altar.
They loved her drunk dog, which we'll get to. We're putting this out because we just are so excited about season three. All we can say is that Netflix has been very gracious to give us a sneak peek, and it is...
We love it!
Very good. So we're very excited on October 19th when that drops. We'll be dropping our episodes on October 20th at 12:01 a.m. of what's been dropped.
But until the 19th, you're going to get a little advent calendar. You're going to reach in and get a little piece of chocolate.
Ooh.
Or little lanyard for you.
Just a tip here.
Yeah.
A tip there in the 19th. Balls deep.
So every day from October 9th on till Love is Blind Day.
Yes.
October 19th. You're going to get an old episode of Love is Blind.
You are.
New to you.
So in this episode of old school episode, From the Vault of episode 4, this is, again, ignore the crowdcast talk, but sorry.
They were sponsoring
we
us.
We went really hard for Discord, too.
We didn't shut the fuck up.
We were wrong. So this is where they're going to Cancun, and it starts off where they have individual dates. And then they start to meet each other later. However, we didn't get a lot of that in this episode. That's more in episode 5.
Wow.
We haven't listened to that yet. Didn't get a ton of it. So I'm mainly pointing out we get Amber and Barnett. They go on a date. And it's the most boring date ever. This is where they have a date and they just talk about photosynthesis of plants.
I remember that.
That's literally what they talked about.
She's like, what is that? That sounds like a cool club. Let's go.
Also, in this episode, Poodle and I take a stance on couples massages. What we think about them.
Guess what we think of them.
Guess what they think. Also, in things where we were wrong, we said Damien has, which this is true, you said very emphatically, Damien has the biggest dick of anyone on the show.
Yeah.
And we both agreed that he knows how to use it.
We were wrong.
We were wrong because if you know, this is addressed actually as a plot point.
Yes.
In the show. Also.
I think he finishes quick. That's probably the issue.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Also, this is where I just want to say, this is where Cameron describes that waking up with Lauren is like waking up from a dream to another dream. So much. Okay. Now, some things that
they are our royalty.
They are. We do have there's a lot of talk about Mark and Jessica together. We talk a lot about them.
They have zero chemistry.
Yeah. And they haven't had sex yet. She's with all, so we talk a lot about that. Some things to look out for. One cautionary thing, Poodle ruined Susan Boyle. So just
oh, yes, I remember that.
Just want to let you know that if you like her, you might want to skip that part.
Carl's wife loves Susan Boyle. I ruined that for her.
Poodle also discusses about how Cameron shaves his pubes.
Oh, yeah, because he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
God, that's like, I'm obsessed with pubes.
You are.
It's like the third episode straight.
You are.
I need to shut up.
Also, I think discussed for the first time, what superlatives did I win in middle school?
I could have guessed these.
Also, we find out Poodle's favorite words for a date to say to him.
Oh.
Do you remember what that is?
I'll pick up the check.
Close, but no. Also, we also asked the question that never really gets answered, so maybe you know, what is Rite Aid called in Cancun?
Rite Aid.
That's a little bit better than what we said. Also, what is trumpet cunnilingus?
I still don't know.
We're going to find out in this episode what trumpet cunnilingus is, or cunnilingus from a trumpet player.
I did talk about
described
that.
Described in detail. Also, last but not least, our hate for Carlton begins. This is, and again, y'all, if you haven't watched the episode before you listen to this, I have to say, watch it, because this is where Diamond utters the, I guess, terrible word to Carlton of bisexual.
Right.
And he flips the fuck out. This is where the show became amazing.
This was the episode.
Yeah, was the episode. So, all right, everybody, enjoy episode 4 from the vault. You started off good, and then you sound almost like a narwhal.
Narwhal! Right.
Whatever.
Y'all.
Your voice is cracking like a horny 12-year-old who got caught with his middle school buddy in the middle of an okra field.
Ooh. Substitute okra for a peach orchard. I've had that story.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure many people have sampled.
It was a lovely summer afternoon.
Yeah, your peach has been sampled many a times.
Maybe. This is 90 Day Gays presents Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Oh. I hope y'all enjoyed the theme song, because I just forgot about that. We haven't done it yet.
I got to do that.
By tomorrow night.
Oh, my God. We'll find something to do. It may just maybe going, Love is Blind, y'all.
Boy, your voice is going away.
Yeah. Help. You're always seeing the glass half full.
Y'all, if you've been with us, figuring out this motherfucking Discord
we're
thing.
We're dealing with Discord
has
right now.
Destroyed
it has put me in Discord.
That's why it's called. Anyway, y'all, we're not using Discord anymore. Fuck it. We're using Crowdcast.
We're using Crowdcast, which is a better word, I believe.
It's through your Patreon.
Crowdcast.
It's directly through your Patreon. You'll get an email from Crowdcast with the link
Crowdcast.
Of the show. For Friday, so you can be part of the live chat, and we're going to see how that goes.
Because it makes you feel like you're part of the crowd. Crowdcast, not Discord, which sows bad things.
Discord can suck my hole.
They can suck my dick, and it's not even pleasant.
Oh, and we've canceled it, and then we told them not to cancel it. And now I've got to email them again and say cancel it.
It's true. Y'all, we've pissed off Discord. They're like, God, I hate fucking queers.
Hey, Siri, remind me in 1 hour, cancel Discord.
Just a moment. Okay, your reminder is set for tonight.
Thank you,
Siri. It's like,
Siri.
Really? Again, bitch?
Siri knew to listen to me that time. Y'all.
Let's talk about Love is Blind.
You're either angry at us right now or you're thrilled that we got you in this fucking show.
I like it how someone put on their Facebook in the Sissy Squad saying, well, guess my children aren't going to have clean clothes this week.
Clean underwear this week.
Thanks a lot.
And someone just said, I sat in my bathtub for 5 hours and watched this. I was like, I bet your skin
is
wrinkled.
It is so addictive.
It is addictive. Let's jump in. We're going to...
And it's not the host, y'all. Let's just say this right away.
Nick Lachey didn't even show up for this
one. He let his hologram of his wife do it.
It's true. She just like wiggled her synergy. She's, uh-huh. You know what? She's not even as entertaining as Jen.
No. So, y'all, we are now in Cancun. The place where a lot of babies are made and then Plan B'd.
It's true.
I mean, they must have a whole separate stock there.
Well, pharmacias are free there.
Oh, that's true.
You just walk right in to Canadian or to
Plan B.
Yeah, to Cancun Rite Aid.
Mm-hmm. To Cancun
Rite
Aid. Rita Aida.
Rita Aida.
Rita Aida.
Aida. I don't know. ¿Cómo se dice Rite Aid in Spanish? Let me know. I like that. One time we were talking about something in French, and they're like, Matt, ¿cómo se dice
it's
not
he'll
French?
Never be able to do it.
And I was like,
it's
oh,
como dit donc. Yeah, how do I say?
Nope. I'm not going to remember
he'll
that.
Do it. Anyway.
Should we talk about our first?
Kenny and Kelly. Y'all, I like both of these two, but the problem is here, they're kind of like when you decide to order oatmeal at a restaurant. It's going to be kind of what you expect. It's not a nice, or like when you go to Starbucks and you need to get one of their sandwiches, you're not looking forward to it.
Unless
you're kind of like, okay.
Unless you get that Southern chicken biscuit.
They're always fucking out of them when I get there.
Boy, order it a lot, do you?
No, they never have them. I've never had one.
They were out twice.
There we go.
And you've had one. I've gotten you one.
Oh, that's true. Kind of like Seattle's best coffee. It's not the best.
It'll do the trick. You know what? I kind of agree with you. However, Kenny is starting to get hot to me.
He is a little bit.
He is getting hotter and hotter.
He's not a smart man.
I don't think he's an idiot.
No, I don't think he is either. But like, there's nothing about him that's interesting.
Y'all,
I like Kelly a lot more though.
Their storyline is because they keep talking about it. They like to kiss. I've never heard anybody talk about kissing so much in my life.
And Kenny's a 10. I'm in a 15. I'm in a 20.
You know what? Which is true. Which we've said before. Y'all know what that means. He's munching on the Putin nanny.
Yeah, he loves to go downtown for lunch, breakfast, and dinner.
Downtown, everything's lighter than downtown. Munch on my vagina. Downtown, you're going to make me come back.
You found the clit.
Boom, boom.
Exactly. So he's good down there. Later on, Kenny's wearing this macrame choker that I can only imagine just to hide the mics they're having to wear.
So at first I commented on it
and
I got really upset about it. And then I noticed every other guy
all
was
the
wearing
guy had
one.
Them.
So like, it is for the mics.
Would you get that at Hollister in 2005?
You know what? Some PA found that and said, Mr. Producer, this is going to be a really cute thing. I don't know why they talk
Did
like
that. Did the producer walk out of 1940?
It's true. I like these pooks.
Hello,
shows.
Mr. Producer. Is this going to work? Can we put this on?
This is going to work. And the
Mr. Producer.
And the producer said, let the kid have this one.
Because he can still
baby,
smoke on set.
Apparently
Baby Rose
is
the producer.
Baby Rose was a producer.
Got Let the kid three have it. Till Sunday.
This lady hasn't even fucked yet. Boy, in my day, all these bachelors would have fucked me. Even the gay one. He would have fucked me too.
Because I'm that good.
I got milk for days.
So y'all, there.
And if you're new to our Patreon, by the way. Baby Rose is Larry's dog from season one of
Baby
Before
Rose
the 90 Days.
Larry's dog,
we my dog,
that,
Baby
we
Rose.
We did that. That's a couple of seasons ago from Before the 90s, season one with Larry.
I hope
Florida.
That Jenny likes Baby Rose.
Who would ever know? Because her face just stays in the same frozen, angry state.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Baby Rose. I hate you.
So they both actually said the physical attraction exceeded emotional. That means they want to fuck.
So that means they're from like a good solid 5 to about a 7.
It's true. And Kelly,
like oatmeal with cinnamon in it.
Cinnamon in it, maybe some raisins. And Kelly says they just want to hold on to each other and give sweet kisses. And I kind of think That's what I would want to do, too. I don't know if I'd want to jump into sex. And then I thought, wait, if I would want to do that.
Bullshit.
Poodle, what would you want? What would you do?
You wait until, first of all, you wait until the door is shut. Then you probably have dinner. Or you do what I sometimes do on some dates I have. You fuck before dinner. And then you don't have to, you can get it out of your system. Then if you really like it, you go have sex afterwards. That's what I do.
You're a whore. That's what you do. You're a Gigi. You just get it.
I feel to have the biggest soft spot for Gigi, even though she's lightning bolt crazy.
Because you feel seen.
I do feel seen.
That kind of is you when you were in your 20s. You were kind of crazy in your 20s.
I would like jump on a fire hydrant.
Well, we are recording. Okay.
Then they start kind of taking a sex shower near the end.
Uh-huh.
And then this interesting song plays that's basically like, I found my angel. I found my angel. I found my angel because you're my angel. You're my angel. And I Spotify'd that.
Oh yeah.
And that's by it's a 4-piece outfit out of, strangely enough, Guadalajara.
Really?
They love pop music. It's 4 teenage boys, and they go by the name of Lana Del Gay.
Lana Del Gay.
Yes.
Yes, that makes sense. Which translated into English is angel.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Lana Del Gay. She's going to take over the market soon, y'all.
Soon.
They are.
Went to the beach, and they had mic packs on in the water, and it really made me nervous.
Well, you know, I'm always amazed by that.
Those are not waterproof, are they?
They should just take them off. They really should just take them off.
So if he's the best kisser that he ever had, I wonder if he's a trumpet player. Because for y'all out there, have you ever made out with a trumpet player?
No, I have not.
You know what?
They're mostly jerks.
I haven't either, but I've heard they're amazing kissers.
They're mostly jerks, people-wise.
Yep. You know, that's true. I knew they're a couple full of jazzers. Yep. But y'all, let us know if you had a trumpet player kiss you and go down on you.
How was that lip action? How was that tongue? Double tongue. Anyhow, y'all, I'm good to move on to our next couple. Next
I just want to say one thing, and I actually thought this was sweet.
I think they're a sweet couple.
Kenny said bending down to kiss her is a constant reminder that he needs to stretch.
Oh, that's kind of a weird thing to say. But I'm not going to say they're not sweet. I'm just saying it's like oatmeal.
There's not going to be anything dramatic.
Yeah,
with them.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't really have a lot about. So basically, y'all, what we're going to do, we're going to talk about the couples, kind of the beginning, and then later when they all get together, we'll talk about
the beach orgy.
Yeah, the beach orgy. Then we'll talk about everybody then. Let's talk about Amber and Barnett. No, I don't have a lot right now.
These two people, first of all, they're annoying as fuck. They would basically, both of them would be labeled biggest flirts of
in
their high school class.
Yeah.
Things,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be both of them.
Yeah.
As someone pointed out in the Stacey Squad,
I got most talkative.
No shit.
And I also got, this was in middle school when we did it.
It's weird to have middle school superlatives.
We did it for the newspaper. I got most talk. Oh, I got biggest gossip.
Yeah. And no then, shit.
And then five straight guys wrote in biggest fag.
Stop!
They did. Because I'm the and they knew I was the one counting the votes.
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh.
You know what? But one of those was a guy named Richard Vertrees, who's the hottest person from my high school.
He wrote biggest fag?
And you know what? He apologized to me later. And he said, I'm so sorry. And then I said, can I suck your dick? And he said, fag. No, I'm kidding. But no, he did apologize to me. And so I thought it was very sweet.
So, y'all, Amber says that she wants a prenup that she says that she wants to have sex every day. That doesn't exist.
Although, I feel like
I'd ask for it.
I was gonna say, I feel like you would ask for that.
Actually, you know what? If I'm married, I'd just rather have sex outside the marriage.
Wow.
I know what I'm getting inside the marriage. I can get it anytime I want.
I don't know if I'd want to have sex every day only because I like to keep my poop inside my body. It's different when you're gay, y'all.
You don't want to have sex. Sometimes you don't want to have sex every day. Sometimes you just want to jerk off together or like.
Or just hold each other and look in each other's eyes and talk about your love.
Nah. No, I need to get some kind of friction down. I'm done to get the friction on.
Have you ever cried with someone with having sex?
No.
Have you ever had someone cry with you?
Yes, actually.
Is it somebody I know?
It was really uncomfortable.
Is it someone I know?
No. No.
Was it a hookup or someone you were dating?
Someone I was dating.
Oh.
You know what? I think you do know them.
Were you upset by the amount of feelings that came out? Or not upset, but
I was kind of
weird to me.
I was kind of weirded out by it because we'd only been seeing each other for a little bit of time. But it wasn't like a weird emotional cry. It was like, sorry, sometimes this happens.
Wow, I'm a little jealous they're that in touch with their feelings.
I'm just that good. No, listen, I'm just that good.
I'm glad you made it about you.
That's why they come back. It's like that Monopoly game at McDonald's, y'all. But this time someone actually wins the billions.
You know what? Is that what that new HBO documentary is about?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. God.
No, I feel that. Is it that nobody ever wins?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. We're not here to talk about topical things.
Ooh, that's a podcast, though.
I just made it about sex with me, and you want to get off the other subject.
Sorry, you said McDonald's, and I'm just thinking of French fries now.
Anyway, I'm a good lay. Well, so...
y'all, they have, speaking of good lays, Amber Barnett are having a picnic on the beach.
Yeah, I'd like to walk back a little bit.
Oh, sure.
Our sissy squad pointed out that, and I haven't talked about this yet, mostly because I was letting it roll around in my head like a marble, that I need... I haven't named Barnett's nose mole. And I have decided to call it, with much deliberation, Spud.
I like
kind of just kind of sitting there.
It's not a little one.
It's not that obtrusive, y'all. It's by no means definitely no Huey, Dewey, or Louie, mm-hmm. and definitely no Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of sitting there. It's white, kind of unobtrusive. It's like a best friend. Mm. Yeah, they're having a picnic.
Well, that's it. Oh, it doesn't say anything?
It's going to talk later, but thank you for putting me on the spot.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know you brought it up, so I didn't know.
I'm just saying I named it.
Oh, so it's got
so
feelings.
I can preface it for later.
Okay, that's good. I like it.
Love being like micromanaged on what to do?
I wasn't micromanaged, and I just didn't know. I didn't know.
Anyway, can I talk? Only you're like Jesse and Darcy.
You know what?
Can I go on?
This is annoying, but at the same time, it's better than the conversation between fucking Barnett
the
and
same
Amber.
Thing. This was the worst small talk.
The worst small talk. That's what.
Yeah, that's got cheese in it, so it's not vegan. Oh, what is vegan, again? Is that when they they don't eat food?
Food? It's like
what's it called when somebody eats vegetables?
Well, they don't eat plants.
Well, if you don't eat plants, then what do you eat?
Silence for 5 seconds.
Just hear the waves.
And then Barnett's like, I guess they like photosynthesize.
I guess.
Which is a word a PA told him.
Oh, man, it's raining.
You know what that means? 5 seconds of
silence. 5 seconds. She's like, what?
They're the worst couple, y'all. I hate her a lot. I don't necessarily hate him because there's nothing really to hate. He's just nothing.
You know, I actually dislike him more than her.
Oh, really?
Because.
I don't think there's anything there.
There's nothing there, but also Amber at least has a backbone,
and that's debatable. I'll go head to head with you there.
Well, you've seen more episodes, so maybe. But
yeah.
The fact of that,
it's fake to me.
Maybe it is fake. That's probably true. But I actually feel like, and we'll talk about this later. But I actually think Barnett and Jessica are the perfect couple for one another. They're both terrible.
Neither
shady
of them
people.
Need to be with anyone.
I kind of right think now. They should only be with themselves so they don't get onto anybody good.
Yeah, so like you like quarantine the most diseased people?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
She's awful. I just hate how she like dies laughing at everything he says that's stupid.
Stupid.
Like, stupid. I think this is why I don't like her the most. I think everything we're seeing is an act because I think she's, and I have seen more episodes than you, she's been very wronged in earlier in life.
She totally is not
comfortable. The whole like abortion story.
She's not comfortable in her own skin.
Yeah.
She can't be herself. And but I have more empathy for her.
Me than, too, but she's obnoxious.
But it's more empathy for her rather than with Jessica. I'm like, I just want to throw you in the ocean.
Yeah, and Barnett, I don't even feel like there's that much there. So that's why I can't, you know, when someone doesn't put up enough to fight you.
I think what bothers me about Barnett and Jessica is that they're, I mean, Amber is kind of manipulative, but she's not as, but they're both, I think Jessica's devious.
You know.
But we'll see.
Everything
when
is
we
coming
catch up.
From a weird, fearful place.
Yeah.
I think it's all coming from that weird, like Jessica lives every night like she's the last girl at the bar.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm. and she's deciding who she's going to get.
Yes. Now that said.
Been there.
Yes. Now that said.
Sidewalk sale.
I'd suck on Barnett's balls all night if he let me. I'd beg him, please.
Oh, he's not. Doesn't have a nice dick. And I think he's such an idiot. Although there is something sexy about him. I'm not going to lie to
so
you.
So you wouldn't have sex with him?
Oh, I would.
Okay,
totally.
Just making sure we're...
I'd fuck every single guy on the show.
It's
just
true.
Just so we're clear.
Just so... Actually...
Except for Carlton.
You know what? I wouldn't fuck him either.
And then I would fuck him.
Somebody just put... Also, they did a meme. He was an assistant on another reality show.
Oh, yeah. I was going to talk about it.
But well, we'll talk
and
about it.
And he was really sassy. And he acted out the gay assistant really well.
Wow. Well, let's jump into
I don't think
people.
I could ever play a gay assistant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we go to Damien and Gigi?
I want to audition for gay assistant. Did you know that? For a reality show?
Shocking.
They brought me in for Leanne Rimes and Eddie Cibrian's reality show for their gay assistant.
And they went, too gay.
No, they wanted bitchy gay. And I said, that's not me. I said, but I know this bitch. That's perfect. I gave him your email. I guess they never called. I did.
You could have given me a good recommendation. I could have been famous.
I tried.
Oh, well.
You know, because that reality show went on forever.
It did. Several weeks.
Weeks, yes. That. Y'all, let's talk about Poodle Spirit Animal and the guy who fucks like a racehorse or more kind of like a Clydesdale. Don't you think?
Damien?
Yeah.
He doesn't. No, here's the thing. He doesn't fuck that well.
I'm not saying he's good.
He has a huge dick. Are you hiccuping?
But like a Clydesdale. Damien and Gigi.
Gigi's my spirit
I
animal.
Like that you get offended when I have one hiccup and you burp repeatedly. So
I've never done that.
Clamp your mouth. Gigi, she's exhausted.
She's waking up in bed. She's got that freshly fucked glow. Y'all, she basically said, I tore his clothes off last night.
She did.
She's got a little gravelly voice.
She did.
And I went, Gigi freaky deaky, y'all.
She.
That's a lot of words. Gigi freaky deaky, y'all.
Gigi freaky. Really, Gigi is Jake at 22.
She needs a guy to throw her around a little bit. She's not happy unless she's kind of, it's like risky sex. She likes she wants a guy to choke her.
A little.
Yeah, she kind of wants that.
A little bit of asphyxiation. It was really hot when Damien picks her up out of the bed.
Yeah. But.
Lord lift us up where we belong.
Love, not Lord.
Oh.
It's not a religious song.
Oh, it's not.
It's
I thought that's what Baptists sang in church.
Love lift us up. Not Lord lift us up.
I thought Baptists
Lord
sang,
lift us up where we. Why would you pray to the Lord to lift us up where we belong, where the eagles fly
like
on a mountain high?
You're going to heaven.
Where the clear winds blow.
The heavens.
That
on a mountain
no
snow.
Sense.
It's heaven.
But, oh, God, I hate you. That makes
I'm
no
just
sense.
Saying.
Anyway, so y'all, so basically we saw last time, Gigi's like, I don't want dessert. I'm dessert.
Again.
And so he like throws on the bed, and you know she's like saying, harder, harder.
Oh, I don't think she did that. I bet she's a moaner. I bet she was like,
maybe.
Fuck me.
Damien.
But she wants him to do everything. She needs him to have it in her, in his head, what he wants
and
to
Damien
do.
And Damien was just like,
I wrote down, Damien's a simple man.
He is a simple man.
It's not that he's dumb. He's just a simple guy.
Yes. And if she is fine with that, she will have a wonderful life with him.
That's going to happen.
I don't either. That's why I was being a little facetious with that.
There's a great song that happens when we're transitioning because she wants to get massages. Yeah. And the thing is, y'all, never go to a massage school or have someone massage you, like your partner.
I had a problem with this.
It's never going to be good.
Y'all, come at us if you think couples massages are stupid.
Y'all. Couples massages are foreplay.
They're just taking your money so they don't have to rub you down good.
There is nothing therapeutic about a couples massage.
It is not helpful.
It is foreplay.
I want, when I get a massage, I want a woman named Jan.
With her knee in my back.
Or a man named Tristan just like walking all over me.
And y'all, here's the thing. I'm fine with like kind of like getting freaky deaky like, for foreplay reasons.
Uh-huh.
It's not a massage, though. You're rubbing their back so they can turn you over and start making out with you.
Yeah, Poodle and I have pain. We need someone to like work
pain,
our muscles.
Effie.
I got pain, Effie.
So there's a great song we're transitioning to that's like, only one who's standing there is you. Only one who's standing there is you. And, that is by...
I didn't pay attention to the music as much as...
Oh, that. I did. And that's by a little-known singer, female singer-songwriter from Flagstaff, Arizona, named Valtrex.
Valtrex. Valtrex.
V-A-L, like Valerie, short for Val. Uh-huh. Valtrex. T-R-E-K-S, because she's always
on the
road.
Always on the go. Mm-hmm.
Val Trex. She's always on the move, y'all.
She's always on the move, y'all.
No breakouts there, though.
No breakouts there at all. Anyway, screw couple massages.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see... Now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope.
Let's talk about, again, the difference of a stupid conversation of Barnett and What's-Her-Huber compared to, like, Cameron and Lauren, who are a little barfy in love.
I love them, though.
But they actually have, like, meaningful conversations.
And it's stuff that they're making progress.
Yes.
Yeah. And along their way.
When Cameron said, it's like waking up from a dream to a dream.
Oh,
God. God.
I love him, y'all.
I dreamed a dream when time's gone by.
That's a sad song. That's a sad song. No one realizes. What's the last thing of that?
Now life has killed the dream. I dream.
Y'all, if you saw Susan Boyle do that on America's Got Talent and you stood up and screamed and cried, know she was singing a song about being a whore and getting bored out. Like, she didn't have a vagina left.
She didn't.
That's what the whole song was about. Like, it's just a big gaping hole.
Yeah. Don't touch me. Leave me alone. Anyway. Okay.
There are still some crab claws left from the last person who was in there.
You know what? My brother, when he used to, like, fight with me, that's what I would say. As a little kid, I'd say, don't touch me. Leave me alone. And my brother's like, what are you doing? Sometimes I would just do such gay stuff, he wouldn't know what to do.
Y'all, I wish there was a cam on me right now. My face is just
like. Just go in
like...
your bedroom.
And we can hook it up.
Poodle's screen name on Chatterbait is YAYAYARAAAAA capital W. Yeah. Roar. You can find him on Chatterbait.
And the camera is on my ceiling fan, so it's a consistent chandelier
consistent
scream.
Chandelier. Anyway, y'all.
I think he's so handsome.
He
says,
handsome.
I love your bonnet to her when they're waking up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, my beret. It takes a lot for a white man to say that to a black girl, to I love your, like, hair wrap.
Well, he better get used to it.
I know. I just love it. It's just, I'd also like to say my first problem I've had with him, and that's saying something,
mm-hmm.
he is consistently touching her, like the small of her back.
He can't, like, not stop
and
touching her.
And maybe that's just something he does. For me, it's a little triggering, and I know for some women it's kind of like he's shoving you somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just him wanting to touch her.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
feel
what I think
like,
too.
Yeah, he's that kind of a guy, but it would be triggering for me.
He is not that type of guy. Like, because he said, I'm not going to talk about if we had sex or not.
Right.
And then this is why they balance each other. And Lauren's like, we did it. We did it real good, y'all.
She's like, there was a lot of Netflixing and chilling, if you know what chilling. I mean.
Lot of chilling.
I mean, he was like, go. I mean, we were watching some, like, Skinamax shit up in there.
Someone fell on Cheer, and I didn't even notice because I was getting it from behind.
And here's the thing. If you haven't watched The Usual Suspects, I don't even know what happened. Someone told me it was Kaiser Sose, it was Kevin Spacey. I don't even know.
Who knew?
But because I was getting fucked.
Exactly. They go on a cute walk.
She missed the end of The Usual Suspects.
They go on a walk. Cameron wants to make sure their lives are taken care of.
Oh.
That is sexy
I'm
to
telling
me.
Y'all.
When you're 40s and a man says he wants to, like, make sure y'all have a good 401k.
I would follow Cameron everywhere.
I mean, that is sexy talk. Y'all, if we're on a date and you mention the word Roth IRA, goosh. Okay, I'm at that age.
Or refinance my house.
Ooh. Are you telling me that you have, like, great dependent health insurance? I'm in. Oh. What if you didn't have to pay your own health insurance?
Or even
insurance?
Better, my favorite magic words, double indemnity life insurance.
Yeah. That is Poodle's favorite word. Oh, he is sexy. They talk a little bit about their
accidental
wedding.
Accidental death.
They do accidental death. And they talk about meeting the parents.
I agree. And she talks about that she's kind of worried about her dad, what he's going to think, because she knows her dad wants her to date inside her race.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to talk about how she keeps talking about this, and I think he picks it up from her. She's like, it's like the whole Bonnie and Clyde thing. She even says, without the shooting, let's even go before that, if you know the movie of Bonnie and Clyde, or just the reality. They were criminals.
They were criminals.
And he was super almost abusive to her. At the same time, she was not old, y'all.
Like Bonnie,
she was younger.
Yeah, Bonnie Parker was basically taken by Clyde Barrow, and when she was like a teenager. So let's stop saying all comparisons
let's
to
not
Bonnie
romanticize
and Clyde.
Things that are not.
It did not turn out well, and it never really was good.
No.
So they robbed people. Yes. Yeah. There was not really any success. Yes, they probably fucked like two rabbits. So maybe Barnett and Amber could say they would be going to.
They are Bonnie and Clyde.
They're Bonnie and Clyde, but who cares?
They would totally rob banks.
They would.
Anyway, they talk about kids, and
he says that thing at the end where he's like, you know, I'm aware that our kids would be considered black. So, and I will say, this is it's not that I'm like bowled over by a white person realizing this. This is someone who's from Maine, y'all, who has met this woman how many days ago? And he's
2 weeks
about
ago.
Kids. What a lovely day for a clam bake.
He is white. From Maine.
That was a real nice clam bake. Clam bake. Y'all, just FYI, clam bake is another name for vagina.
It
maybe. That's what they tell me.
Yeah. I don't think. You know what? Let's talk about another couple who's going to make it. Oh, wait. We don't have another one. So let's talk about Jessica and Mark. Jessica and Mark.
Mark is kind of my heart because he's such a clueless moron.
You know what? That's perfect. He doesn't get it. I was going
to
ask you, is he dumb? And he's not dumb. He's clueless.
He's clueless.
Naive. He's young. He's 20. This is a problem. 24. Year of the whore.
He is.
I got it done. Man.
He is reading everything. He doesn't know how to discern the signals behind the signals that she's giving him.
Because when he said, I'm shocked how comfortable he said, I mean, we're honestly the same person.
You're not. You don't touch your hair about every 5 seconds. And God damn, it bothers me. Every time she fucking is doing, she's touching her fucking hair.
It's just the way she says, you don't snore and you don't sweat. Those are my pet peeves.
I said that she gave him an evaluation.
She did.
The next morning where it's just like, you don't sweat. You don't snore. You could be. I think I could be in the cuddle zone.
I'm getting used to the flesh, and I'm getting used to that.
I'm telling you.
She's going to delay sex, y'all.
Forever.
For as long as she can.
Because she has huge intimacy issues.
And
huge.
She only wants to fuck boys.
She does.
And guess who's the biggest fuck boy on the show?
Barnett.
And that's what she was drawn towards.
And you know what? It really goes down to...
It doesn't take an expert, y'all.
I bet she feels like shit about herself.
She does.
So for someone like Mike to actually be present and want to be with
Mark,
her...
you cannot call him...
I even wrote it down right this time. It's Mike in my head. It's too late.
He doesn't even look like a Mike to me.
He doesn't at all. Anyway.
I just drink my drink, y'all.
He just drinks. But she's... never going to be able to take what Mark can give her.
No.
She cannot accept that at all.
Because I am 34 and you're 24.
And it's so, again, it's so the way, if you know.
My voice is kind of perfect for her right now.
It's true. The way she describes everything, she never says, Mark, this is what I want from you.
No.
She always says, like, in a relationship, I'm looking for a guy. Like, she's talking about
yeah.
as if she's still
it's
looking
like she's filling
at,
out a profile.
But as she's still looking at other guys.
Yep.
Like, she's. She does give Tania a run for her money.
And the thing is, she would ride Barnett like a fucking pommel horse.
Oh.
In a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the thing with his whole like enemy.
She would fuck him
like,
and then act
like,
weird.
She would. And like she's worried about like she's like I the intimacy thing.
Yeah.
With her baby voice. So he's like he also needs to not shave his chest because I think he's so cute. He just needs to let that grow.
Okay.
Like Cameron, y'all. Even though Cameron shaves his happy trail, which is weird.
Yeah, it's a little
like
weird.
Like, his pecs are fine.
It's fine. It's a lot.
So, they go to the beach,
y'all. To the beach to have lunch.
Mark tells a riveting story of when he was at the ocean. and the wave caught him, and he thought he was going to die. I'm sorry. I didn't want to wake you up, Rhino.
Oh, sorry. I was sleeping. It was boring.
And he says,
And then I realized if I could survive a small wave hitting me, I could survive everything. And Jessica's like, that's beautiful.
That's the type of guy I need. A guy who's willing to, like,
again, talking about some fantasy guy out there. And the thing is,
and
too,
he's like, you're all I've ever wanted.
I want to say one thing for people out there. Confrontation is not a bad word.
No.
To be confrontational with someone, and this isn't even in an aggressive way, confrontation sometimes is this idea of just standing up for yourself and confronting the situation. And she doesn't do that at all.
To be realistic, yeah.
Yeah, to be realistic.
Yeah. She also says, you know what I'm really worried about?
Already worried about his parents.
I'm worried about your mom. Like, that's way down the road.
Way down
the road.
Actually,
with this process, it's like tomorrow.
The thing that surprised me that I was like, that was a little like, well, this is new information, is that, did you know she's 34? I was like, what?
Please. Y'all, the number 34 may have been said at least 56 times.
She's
in the last four episodes.
Wretched person.
I will say one more thing that Mark says, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever heard. He's like, no, you don't get it. My mom loves whoever I'm in love with. That's a lie.
Oh, oh Mark.
You know, it's...
Maybe he's just controlled by all women.
You don't know who your mom is if you think she's going to love your woman.
Yeah.
I grew up with a woman in my life, my mother, who tried her best to love every girl her son brought home. Not me, my brother.
Mm.
The most she can do right now is passive indifference.
That's about right.
She loves my current sister-in-law, but she hates her too. At the same time, it's never going to work that way.
It's a blessing that you're gay.
Yeah, I know.
If you ever brought home a girl,
yep,
especially because you're her favorite.
Oh, she'd hate everybody.
She would destroy her.
Oh, yeah, she would. Mother Poodle is not one to mince words about how she likes her son's girlfriends.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
I like that thing.
Anyway, that's all I got about those two.
All right, let's talk about the shit show. You know what? I liked her. I think she's a good person. Man, I feel sorry for Diamond. She just got fucked.
Me too. And I kind of want to talk to you about this, about what you think when someone should say, yeah, I fucked around with other genders. Or should it be put that way even? Because this is something to talk about, you know. So they basically imploded in the last episode.
Yeah, they basically imploded. And a lot of it just boils down to one thing, is that Carlton didn't listen to her at all.
No.
He completely talked over her and anything. He was way defensive, everything he said. And it goes back to...
And y'all, don't get this wrong. He's the villain here.
Oh.
Completely.
I think Carlton...
She was reasonable.
I actually like Jessica more than I like Carlton.
Wow.
I think Carlton's a piece of shit... damaged person that needs to get away from people.
I think he's a reality TV fuckboy.
And I think he's also
a
huge narcissist.
Yeah. He was on, we said this before, he was on the Real Housewives of Atlanta as a bitchy, we're not saying he was gay, but he was really picking up some of what we could call gay
mannerisms.
He played
an assistant to a housewife. You're fucking gay. I'm sorry.
It's
You're
true.
Fucking gay. And Carlton, if you're listening to this,
he got really sassy with her.
Be a nicer person. Oh, he's not, because he doesn't pay for a Patreon. But anyway, fuck him.
But the next day, he's like, hola. Like
yeah, the way it works,
fine.
Everything's fine.
So they're kind of like fighting, and she's like, yeah, you just made me feel like blah, blah, blah. She's like, I mean, be bisexual. As soon as she said that word, the B word, he lost it.
That's where he's like, what? I'm living my truth. Y'all, surprise. I want everybody to live your truth. Living your truth does not give you license or mean that you fuck over other people and treat them like shit.
Yeah, and here's
that's not living your truth. That's living your fucking lie, ironically.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, I feel like something is like your sexuality
to describe that. And he may not think that's part of his sexuality. He may only see that as part of his past, which is, I think, the big deal. He may see him dating guys as something he's done, not who he is, which is kind of the issue here. And just like when he says, oh, I go with hearts. He's still, even if you think that, just for like sexual health reasons, you should say things like that.
Well, and also, he totally lied when she said, why didn't you tell me sooner? And he said, any girl I've ever dated has never had a problem with it.
That was the worst gaslighting ever.
I'm like, that's a 100% lie.
Basically, he was making her feel crazy.
Yes.
And that's
and
the definition
Diamond was
of gaslighting.
Not crazy at all. And she was talking to him like really calm.
It's like, you're the only girl who's ever had a problem.
I think that it's, again, it's hard to answer your initial question of when he should have told her, because it goes back, and I said this before.
This process is weird too.
Because it's the intention that he has with it, that he's so shameful about it, that he's so fucked up about it. So in a normal context, I actually feel like it's like sexuality shouldn't be a big deal to people. But it still is in this construct. It still is in this day and age. And meaning, like, if I was dating a guy, I don't know if I would need to know, like, the first date. But I would want to probably know within, like, maybe the first month of starting to date somebody, that they tell me a little bit, especially if we're going to have sex.
If you've been with girls.
Tell me just, like, what you're attracted to. Yeah, and I think that's just...
But this show is sped up.
Yes. Meaning like second meeting,
it should have been.
This is what we talk about. Maybe you get to know somebody, you have a second meeting, you said, hey, I really like that conversation, blah, whatever. I should let you know. But again, she was dead on the mark. She wasn't upset about his sexuality. She was upset about the way he told it to her and the lie.
And I feel like, and this may be a generalization, I feel like him going on this show is just a complete tactic to normalize himself, to make himself feel normal. And part of that is not telling her about that, because he doesn't think it's important.
I don't know.
In a way.
I think, to be honest, I think that's a little bit of a too empathetic, like a too kind of...
Okay.
No.
I'll take it.
I think he's that big of a narcissist.
Mm.
I don't think he even thinks like normalizing. I think of more of he feels like, not about him, but going on this show and me getting a woman, well, not in a normalized... I'm saying the same thing, but the way he probably thinks it is, I'm going to show them.
I'm more sympathetic to him than you are.
I'm going to show all them how good I am.
Now, I will say, as soon as she kind of turns on him, he loses his mind, which you kind of see.
It's scary how aggressive he gets.
He called her a bitch.
Yeah.
And once
he said that, she was off.
And then he said, this is why I don't deal with bitches like you. And I don't even know what that means.
I don't know, but I kind of liked him. She's like, tell him to go slide on some dick.
And he basically said she was ignorant and stereotypical, which really bothered me, because these are the words that LGBT folks use for other people.
Yes.
And the fact that he wants to claim that kind of terminology without even saying he's queer, or he won't even do that. Oh, it really, really got to me.
And the fact that he said this to a black woman.
Oh, yes. It's awful.
Jet Poodle and I have said this before. We don't mean this in a political way. You just mean like a real way. Black women are going to save the world.
They're going to save us.
They're going to save the world, and because they have to be such empathetic people and deal with so much shit. And so the fact that he
and they're stronger than all of us.
And the way she approached him was so supportive and kind. I mean,
yeah. Because a lot of black women, just to pass you guys and to get along in the society, have to support people in the way that's supportive and kind first. Yeah.
He needs to read The Velvet Rage or some shit.
That'll never happen.
He won't
ever. He's never going to admit to it. The last thing I'm going to talk about is, so they're done. She cries. There's a great song that plays near the end of this song. Not that one, unfortunately, but
no,
that
I did
play.
This one I did notice.
This is, your bad love is trouble.
Your bad love is trouble.
Oh, I had a different song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but who's Bad
this
Love
one
is
was
Trouble?
Bad Love is Trouble. The song is called Bad Love. I did a little bit of Spotify. It's by a band called EKG.
Oh, okay.
Which they're from Africa,
mm-hmm.
and they're big supporters of giraffes.
Ah.
And they hate elephants.
Oh.
And they're, so, you know, it's so their thing is elephants kill giraffes, EKG.
Oh.
So they hate, they hate elephants, y'all.
Okay.
Because someone has to.
Someone has to.
Someone has to. So they support the murder of all elephants.
Good for them.
They like, so it's like, your love is bad for me.
Bam, bam.
Anyway.
I noticed at the end of kind of their thing, there was this song of, if it's hurt's gonna rain down me, hurt's gonna rain down.
That was the beginning of the scene.
For sure. Yes. And then it said, amen, yes. So it be. And a lot of people don't know, this is the Gospel Choir of Saskatchewan, which has four members. So,
also known as the Ruddy Rollers.
The Ruddy Rollers, yes. Directed by the Reverend Marissa Tomei. A lot of people don't know that she does this.
Church of Light.
Church of Light. And yeah, and this song is called, you would think it's called Amen, So It Be, but it's actually called
Brahms Lullaby.
Exactly. But it's spelled Brahms like the ice cream store. B-R-A-U-M apostrophe S. Because they,
which is local to Oklahoma and Texas only. It's a weird choice for Saskatchewan.
Kansas. I think they probably drove through I-35 and they realized Brahms has the best hot fudge shake.
It's true.
Anyway.
That's all I've got of those
Diamond,
two.
I don't think you listen to our show.
She's not going to come out of this well. She's
going to
be really hurt by it.
If you do, call us. Hang out. I just want to have some gay people that are just nice to you.
Yeah, and we need to talk to you. We need to talk to you about how you shouldn't have problems with the LGBT community after this, because that would make me.
He's not a representation
no.
of us. I just, if you are okay to consent, I would hug you.
Come
on,
her name is Diamond Jack.
You are a beautiful, beautiful queen, and you should be celebrated. And fuck him.
Agreed.
Got me on.
Now we move on to the orgy.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise known as when everyone drinks and recognizes everybody that they went to the pods with.
Okay, so Vanessa Lachey comes. Oh, wait, that doesn't matter.
In her hologram.
So they get to meet everybody. Like, the first off, Jessica's like, Barnett's here.
And she's flipping the fuck out, y'all.
She's trying not to flip the fuck out.
Right.
It's like, you know who does this actually is Poodle. If we're in a public setting and he knows he's being watched.
I resent this.
But if he sees a really hot guy, it's like when some of our shows sometimes when the shirtless bartender would come out of our theater shows and Poodle didn't know he was coming out, mm-hmm. Jake's eyes just kind of go spindly, kind of like when like when Rudolph, when they get hit on the head.
Woo,
they just kind of spin around and he doesn't know what to do.
Rudolph the like claymation series.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Jessica was doing. She was like,
or the abominable snowman's eyes do the same thing.
Yeah, to the same thing.
Bumble.
Yeah. Anyway. And Barnett is sitting there drinking from his cup and the look on his face is just like, fuck. Don't look at their boobs. Don't look at their boobs. Don't look at their boobs.
It's bad.
It's bad.
I want to say one more thing about what Vanessa Lachey told them. So, will you say I do, or will you walk away forever? This is the only two options.
That's all they're going
to
get.
So you have to get married, or you have to never see them again.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
Just making clear.
Just making clear. And then they start drinking tequila.
And so Amber sees, what is this?
I mean, not a lot happens. There's a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Damien talks about Amber. She's a lot, and she is.
She's a lot. Kenny is like, Gigi. I mean, everybody's pretty cool. Like Kenny says Gigi is gorgeous.
Damien asks who fucked.
They talk a little bit about that.
A lot obviously, Mark and Barnett fucked. Or sorry.
Boy, that was wishful thinking.
Now that would be my.
That would be.
Boy, Barnett and Amber fucked because she would have like come out of like Species, the movie.
Yeah, you know who the winner of this whole group orgy thing was? Was Lauren, because she was calling everybody on this
shit. She was.
She was like, so Mark is smaller.
Yeah.
Like she thought he was taller.
She had a couple of glasses of wine.
And Barnett, she fucking drug him, was like,
he's exactly how he was.
He's just some
to be.
Frat boy.
It's like, if you knew how many large glasses of wine were consumed
that was so
over this
good.
Guy. So Jessica basically says, Brandon is such an attractive guy. And they meet, and I would love to do a Love is Blind theater for this moment.
Sure. Sure.
So this is Jessica coming up to
Barnett. Okay.
Finally.
Oh, wait. Okay.
How are you?
Don't look at your tits. Hey.
Oh, my God. I mean.
Hey.
Oh, it's been so long.
I know.
You okay? You okay?
It's just so crazy, you know? It's just crazy.
And like. Ah, you're funny. You're so funny.
What did I say?
I just laugh because it's what I feel like I should do around you.
It's just, oh, okay. I mean.
So we have such a strong attraction. But I mean, I love you as a person and I wish all the best for you.
Yeah. Okay. It was just.
I mean, Amber's great.
It was just so, so late last night. I'm tired, you know.
And I mean, I think we can be best buds now.
Can I touch your tit?
I'm drunk.
Let's
and
do it.
Scene. Y'all, it's not going to work out well.
She was like, there's nothing I don't like about you. Nothing.
Isn't it awful?
I mean, she literally did everything but just begged to sit
like,
on his face.
Mark is like just watching it.
But he finally goes up and kisses her on the cheek like a dog pissing on their property.
I respect that. I would do it.
Oh, I would too. I tell that. Y'all, I'm fully aware that my partner is way hotter than me and I always put my arm around him so people know, don't come in my house.
Really? You seem like you're so. I would. That's. You know what? I think you do that.
I trust him. I don't trust other people.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
I didn't know you had this in you.
Don't come in my house. Y'all think I'm one of those. You think I'm sweet until you're out of the picture. You don't know.
Anyway,
that's Bonnie Mars, Rule of Life. Keep them closer.
That's all I have about these fucking people.
That's all I
Should
have
we go,
to.
Go to the couples. Yeah, we're going to do a temperature meter.
We're going to do a temperature meter. And well, let's do straight people be crazy first.
Oh.
And then let's do a temperature meeting. We should also say, too, y'all, I think we kind of talked about this. We took a little bit of a break in between just to figure out some stuff. But for sure, this live show is going to go up on Crowdcast. So
Crowdcast. Not Discord. They're dead to us.
This is directly linked through your Patreon. So I will be sending out an email link to people on Wednesday.
It's going to be easy.
It'll be like a post that you'll see saying this will go
you
live
click on the
Friday.
Link,
and
it's
you
fine.
Just click on the link and there you go. All right. So straight people be crazy. You know what? I already have mine. Do you
okay,
have yours?
You go first. I'll go.
You know what? Straight people be crazy. And this doesn't really have anything to do with the show, but I'm just in this space tonight. The people who made Discord are fucking crazy. Fuck them.
They're very straight.
There are no gay people there, I'm sure. Fuck Discord.
That's true. I'd like to say that if there were six gay couples in Cancun, doesn't matter how mismatched they were. If there were like condoms in a bucket, or even if there weren't, everybody would have gotten fucking busy that night. I wanna reach you.
In the circle, jerk me broken. Bye,
you know what?
Bye,
they would have like fucked
bye,
each other. Like bye. it would have been like a 12 group sex orgy.
There's another rusty trombone in the sky, Lord.
Is that an open dick? Jump on it.
Sky high.
So, y'all, in other words, if there were six gay couples, they all would have fucked each other.
All of them. All of them.
So that's my straight people be crazy.
Okay, let's take a temperature check. This is Poodle's idea. And you know what, y'all? I liked it.
Thank you for saying what whose idea it was.
Oh, I liked it. Okay, so even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
No, I like you throwing it out there just to see if people like it or not.
Oh, no. Again, your mother ruined you
she
from
did.
Compliments.
Ruined me.
I actually think this is a great idea, and that's why. And y'all, if y'all don't like it, shut up. I like it. All right. Let's talk about temperature. Kelly and Kenny, where are they temperature-wise?
They're around like a spring day that's like not really sunny. It's not really hot. It's like overcast, but like you don't wear underwear.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they are. I feel like they are like a fried egg on a hot porch, just simmering underneath.
Really?
Ready to just burst open with.
Oh, I feel like they're so not
yolky goodness.
I feel like they're telling themselves they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like this. Okay. What about Amber and Barnett?
They're hot for each other, but they're really just like as basic as like two people shopping at like the rack at Nordstrom.
You know what? Before you even said that, I thought they're kind of like a hot summer day, but when you go inside with a Coke Icy into Kohl's.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm with you on that one. Agreed.
They're basic.
Gigi and Damien, temperature check.
You know, they're hot because I don't know if she's going to pull a basic instinct and pull out an ice pick and stab him.
You never know.
And y'all, for me, that's freaky deaky shit, and it might happen. That's like 120 degrees for me. They are raging hot.
I agree. They're like a hot summer day when you're sitting on meadow bleachers at a baseball game and you're sitting in right field and someone who's left-handed's up the back because you know that foul ball might hit you.
Yep.
Wow, I just used a sports analogy.
I know, I'm kind of grossed out
by it. What happened? Cameron and Lorne.
They are like a good, comfortable 83-degree day. It's hot enough with the sun on your shoulders.
Sea breeze. That's what I think.
And
sea breeze.
Cameron starts massaging my shoulders, and then he kisses my neck.
Okay, moving on. Lauren. This is Lauren.
Where are we?
Jesus.
Where are we?
Cover. Put a pillow
and
over
like,
your
sweet, like soft geez. Voice, and his chest hairs on my back.
Let him get him out. Let it just get it out.
And then slowly, he just puts his dick on the back, my back.
Can you put a pillow over your crotch, please?
Done. Where were we?
Jesus.
Okay.
Jessica and Mark.
You know that feeling of when you were a kid, you were like 7 years old, and there was and you were a boy, and this bitchy girl said, "I want you to be my boyfriend."
Mm-hmm.
And you would go, "I would rather stick my dick in a razor blade."
Yes.
That's where they are.
It's not really a temperature.
Yeah, I meant that it was 30 degrees outside when it
happened. Oh, that's perfect. That's all I need. I agree. You know what? I agree.
Inhospitable for life.
Yeah. Alaska tundra before global warming.
Yeah.
So, like, really frozen underneath.
Agreed.
Agreed.
What about Diamond and Carlton? nuclear winter.
Just dead.
The explosion happened, and it's like that movie Snowpiercer. We entered a new ice age.
New ice age. Just dead.
And it's just like dead. The movie's like, "You give me a bad look."
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Oh, it's the only song left.
You know, and you know what? They're going to make a movie called Diamond Gets Her Groove Back. I believe
they
it.
Should.
Diamond, I'm sending prayer warriors up for you
I
on that.
I love
one.
Her.
I love her too. Yo, that's our show.
That's our show.
That's our
show. This is a long one for this episode.
We normally do Patreon props, but we don't do it for these.
Not by these.
So if you want a Patreon prop, listen to our regular schedule before the 90 Days Patreon episode.
And y'all, we'll see you next time.
All right. But, oh, wait. We almost forgot to say, we call these people lonely
right.
hearts because are we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if you go to Cancun, forget your condoms and have to raw dog someone you've just met 6 days ago?
Call us.